CliffCentral.com. How are you, Slubin boy?
I missed you. Before we start, Gareth, please tell Rena, Mama Rena, Greg, Dory, everybody, my ex-family, my family. I miss them so much.
All right, I will. Okay. So, Slubi, in case you don't know, and if you don't, you've been sleeping under a rock, former host of Future CEOs here on CliffCentral.com, also Mandela Education Program Ambassador. And she's here to tell us how busy she's been because there are these new things called Relate bracelets, which she's going to explain to us in a second. You just don't slow down. Lockdown hasn't slowed you down, has it?
It has.
Oh, no.
But Gareth, honestly, it's been a good thing. And C and I touched base on that yesterday. I think it's just taught me just how to really... use my energy more productively. I think back when things were like in February and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it was honestly go, 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 go now. And I think I'm just utilizing my energy better at home, to be honest, to be really, really honest.
So, okay, apparently you're making a movie at the moment.
Yeah, yes.
Now, how does making movies under lockdown work?
We have to have really, really strict quarantine and COVID protocol, which is, you know what, Gareth, I have to be honest. I find myself very scared every time I go onto set, but like most South Africans are feeling, we cannot sit at home for more than 3 months, especially as creatives. I have to go work. And there's so much we can do virtually, but unfortunately, creating movies and creating a film is a humanistic an industry, and it's a close contact industry. So we do the best we can with what we have. We've got medics on set, we've got checks on set, we've got COVID protocols on set. We know exactly what the labor law and occupational safety rules and regulations are. We're very aware that, you know, as creatives, we do multiple jobs. So we take down on a register what other productions we're working on, et cetera, et cetera. So far, it's been good, but I have to admit, everyone is a bit on edge, but that doesn't add to the creativity, and it just adds on extra stress. As I said, we do the best and keep as safe as we possibly can.
Isn't it really annoying? I mean, look, I know you're there to do a job of work and you love what you do, so there's no question there. But all of this stuff is just, like, actually, we're all actors now. You know, I walked into an office building last week and I had to sign in. Then there's some guy points this temperature thing at my head. It tells him it's 28 degrees. Now, if I'm 28 degrees, I'm dying of hypothermia. Okay, so this machine does fuck all. It really doesn't help at all. So I go through the ritual, because that's what it is. It's a ritual to prove that you fulfill society's expectations of you during this thing. And then they point this thing at you, and you have to write down your temperature like a good child. And then you have to sanitize your hands with something, and they spray something on your hands. Sometimes it's sticky. Sometimes it's alcoholic. Sometimes it dries you out. It's revolting. Doesn't necessarily do a damn thing to cleaning your hands of COVID. Then you have to wear these dumb masks. I mean, it all feels like we're in this performance art, and it's not even artistic. It's frankly, it's boring. And you go through these rituals really just so that you don't get excised from the community. So you don't get thrown out. That's what it is. And I'm going through it, and I'm doing it out of respect to other people who are genuine.
Absolutely.
But what a lot of shit. Because the next thing on your movie, you have to do a scene where you're kissing the guy. I mean, do me a favor. You can't sanitize each other's mouths.
Babe, we don't even do that. And there were kissing scenes in the scripts, and obviously we couldn't do that. And you know what, Gareth?
What bullshit. So now we don't kiss in movies?
No, we don't kiss in movies. And we're not going to kiss for a very long time. You know, Gareth, honestly, I actually have been in lockdown level 5. And you know how much I love people. Babe, this is...
it's driving
babe,
you.
It's broken me.
I can hear
you. I'm a kisser. I'm a hugger. See, you know that, Gareth. You know me.
Yeah.
So this has completely broken every sense of my physical being and my love language, which is physical touch.
We're all actors now, and we're all acting like we are doing something about this disease. But ultimately, we are all going to get it. And we've just got to deal with it when it comes our way and hope that we're strong enough and our immune systems are strong enough to deal with it. That's all you have, because there are two things that can make this disease go away. Number one is a vaccine, which we're nowhere near having. And number two is a herd immunity of some kind, like humans have developed immunities to all the other diseases that have tried to wipe us out in the past. This is no different. No different at all.
You know what, for me, Gareth, it's just for the people who've got compromised immune systems and the elderly. That's
or the and us fat folk. Not me. I'm fat. I do not want to die. Stay at home, and that is fucking why. Sleeping and fucking chilling and smoking blunts and being lonely. And I am back at home and very alone.
So, Hlubs, you haven't, other than going out for the movie occasionally, you haven't left home much?
No.
How's the family? How's your husband?
He's great. He's in the healthcare industry, Gareth. So he's in the healthcare sector, working with clinics, working with insurance, working with, as you can imagine, psychosocial, which there's a lot of.
Oh, wow.
It's you actually said to him the other day that hopefully him and his team are decompressing, because the information that gets thrown at them every single moment and every single day is going to affect him at some point, and it's going to come back to my house. So,
well, it's so interesting. I mean, it's so weird that you bring this up, because we've actually, on my TV show tonight, CEO, 2030 on ENCA, channel 403. Yes. Let's give it a plug.
Yes.
On the show now.
Yeah, thank you. On the show tonight, we've got, among other guests, we've got some great guests, but one of them is Dr. Elna Rudolph, who's a sexologist, and she's a medical doctor. And she talks about, sex during the pandemic and what that's all about for people. But she also mentioned, and we talked a little bit about the mental health of people. And Gord just hinted at this when he said, you know, he sang his beautiful song and then he joked like being lonely. But I think there are a lot of people who, and you're a very socially interactive person. You love to, as you say, hug and kiss, and you're full of energy. You love people and you bring a huge amount of energy into everything. I think Gord is similar. He likes having people around him. He likes energy. I mean, you can be.
I like a bit of a hug. Yeah. I'm a bit of a cuddler. I'm warm. I'm upholstered. I'm business class. Poor Blackie Chan. Honestly, I've turned into Elmira. Poor Blackie Chan is just like, I don't know whether the cold outside is better or
Blackie
the hairy,
Chan is his cat.
Or the hairy oak that keeps stroking me. But she's kind of just given in. You can see like part of her has just lost the fight and she's like, all right, do it.
But
she comes and presents herself and like just like reluctantly lies on me and she's like, right, go ahead. So I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm tired of being chased.
So you pet her nonstop.
Yeah, like, you know, you do them like, you know, when you're a kid, you get those balloons that are like folded inside out and full of water and they're hard to hold. They're like squeeze out of one side. You have to keep. And then your downward pulling motion, which also results in a stroke, keeps the cat from getting away. And you can suspend and you can, if you get it right, it's like juggling. You can do it forever.
What a sad thing.
Good morning,
Gord.
Good morning.
Hi, you,
so are you two okay? I'm not joking about this. I do think there is a psychological and mental price for
okay.
a weapon. You're not
I'm
okay.
Not okay.
Okay, tell me about
Gareth, like, babe, I had like a bad day yesterday and it gets to you, you know? If it's not one thing, it's the next. It's fucking load shedding, which just broke me.
Yeah,
I was like, babe, like that was the tip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bit of a meltdown yesterday, but good morning. I'm here today and I literally have to take it a day at a time. Otherwise it gets too much. Otherwise I'm not coping, you know?
I'm honestly struggling. Sorry, continue, please.
No, you go for it, Gordy.
I was just saying I'm struggling not as much with the lockdown and all of that. It's obviously not ideal and it's not great. But I'm struggling more with the negativity of people. Like in general, the fact that it's the only topic to talk about. Look, there are big news things. If they develop a magic medication or there's some huge spike or some law is changed, or for example, reintroducing the alcohol ban, like those little bits of news, cool, we must discuss them. But to only talk about COVID COVID and politics and the negativity going on. It's like, shit, we've got to deal with this as it is. And the only little window into the world of our friends and people we care about and our business associates, it's only talking about the worst shit going on. So absolutely. I've become very socially withdrawn. I'm very in touch with my close friends, and that's made it even in some cases more so. Like me and two of my besties, my homebros, we've got a little group, and we've never been the group type, but we're keeping in touch with each other probably more than we normally would on a week to week basis. But it's not so much not having access to people. It's the fact that the access you have is through a fucking sewer of misery and opinion and hatred and intolerance idiots.
Gordy, you know what? I'm very aware, and I keep it very high priority that I'm immune to that, because I'm very sensitive to energy, just like you. And it's just energy vampires, and it's my mental health and my mental state.
It's your only window to quite a lot of people. Like normally you've got like social interaction. So it's such a pity that this magic tool to solve the main psychological impact of lockdown, which is isolation and separation from your social situations, this amazing tool that we've got for that is actually just failed and is so miserable. So from a mental health perspective, I'm very withdrawn.
And you Flubi, know what, Gordy? Yes.
No, I just wanted to ask you, you said you had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah.
So what do you do to get to snap out of that? Because you can't use, as Gord's pointed out, you don't know, if you wanted to go for a coffee with a friend or, you know, go out and have a drink with somebody, you could do that before. You can't do that now. So what do you do to snap out of those bad days?
I actually just go through the motions. I really do. I just go through it. I'm sad. I cry. I'm angry. I really just go through the motions. But thank goodness I have a spirit of, okay, that's done. Today is a new day.
Yeah.
Let's try and make it better. And what I was just wanted to add to Gordy, Gareth, is that I think right now the biggest and most powerful skill that I have developed over these last couple of months is sifting out the information that I want to consume on social media and that I don't want to consume.
Yeah.
That for me is something that I've honed on and I've actually become very good at.
Well, that's a bit of a superpower. That's a good thing to be able to do.
I have to.
While we're talking about this, just quickly tell us about the Mandela Education Program and about the Relate bracelets, please. What is this all about? This is something you're involved in at the moment.
I love you so much for giving me this platform. So quickly, like my 2-minute elevator pitch. So because of lockdown and because of COVID, I think that library handovers and school visits and container libraries, which is basically what the Mandela Education is all about, and bringing those to disadvantaged communities is not a priority. It's more hunger and it's more employment. Well, that's what I think. And basically for me doing this for over 15 years, I really want to keep people employed and keep people fed. So the Relate bangles are made and created by vulnerable women, HIV positive women. Our gogos are grandmothers in the townships of Langa, which is Nyanga, Guguletu, Athlone, all the obviously townships of Cape Town, whereby because that we're not selling books or we're not giving books anymore, they don't have a source of income.
Right.
And usually we know the South African stats when it comes to single-headed or child-headed or elderly-headed households. These gogos basically are feeding and keeping together 3 generations within a shack. So what I'm trying to do at $30 a pop is get people to really buy so we can keep the gogos and the HIV positive woman and the vulnerable woman in the townships of Langa, Guguletu, Nyanga, and Athlone in Cape Town employed and be able to feed their families. I know right now people don't want to go out and do things because of COVID, so you can do this in the luxury and the peace of your own home and also get a bangle, which is good because you're wearing a bangle, which can give you some authority of, so I've done something good and it is relatable because it's community-based. And that's what I love about it.
Are those them on your wrist there, Libya? The listeners can't see them, obviously.
It. Good.
But they're very cool. They've got like a bit of a bead vibe going on. They look a little bit like fusion of modern and traditional.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing you'd buy. A tourist might buy that, or somebody with a bit of an Afrocentric fashion view might accessorize that shit all day.
Love it, Gord. You put the words out of the mouth. And also, Gord, within the little bracelets is a little pendant, and it's got words like hope and freedom and peace and justice, just some cool vibes, you know what I mean? And And literally, it's so authentic because you can feel that it's just simple and it's made from love and it's just made from really wanting to do things made by women who are doing the best with what they have, Gareth.
Yeah, no, it's a great, listen, this is a terrific movement. So you can go to relate.org.za and you can buy a bracelet for 30 rand.
Yes.
And then you can wear it, you can post it on social media, and maybe you'll get some friends to do it too. And you're helping some really interesting and really good causes at the same time. It's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good bracelet for 30 rand, even without the huge social impact. So get down and get you a bracelet.
I love you, God.
I like your bracelets, and I like you too, Klubi.
Oh, we've set up a love connection here.
We make friends.
You guys should definitely have an.
We have online. Actually met a few times here and there, but I've seldom had the proper.
I think it would be exhausting to be in a room with the two of you.
Yeah, fuck.
High energy.
Yeah, like using Red Bull in your coffee instead of water.
Always.
You two are like Red Bull. Okay, so
Gareth, you're looking like you've got a
Klubi Mboya Arnold and Gord Laws having a little moment. Listen, I think it's really important that people use the other technological tools that they have at their disposal, things like Zoom and Google Hangouts and Microsoft Teams or whatever. Also, just to connect with their friends, I've got a WhatsApp group of friends, and we actually got together like last week, and we're trying to do it every 2 weeks, just to keep tabs on each other. Some people are handling things better than others. You know how it goes. And I think it doesn't just have to be for work meetings. And then you play around with crazy backgrounds and you talk a lot of shit and everybody has a drink if you can, or you have some coffee or whatever. And you sit there and you actually just talk to each other like you normally would. I know it's not the same as being physically present with each other, but it helps.
I've even become, I like, you know how it's become not so cool to just phone people if you haven't like said, hey, like text them first type of thing. With my friends, obviously not like randoms or acquaintances, but with my proper friends, I've become shameless about like a sudden unplanned WhatsApp video call. And obviously people can't always answer, but I'll be sitting on the couch smoking a blunt, and my friend will answer, and they're like also sitting somewhere random, and I'll just ask some question and then put it down. It's like, I just feel like I have the right to stick myself in the face of everybody now and be like, hey.
God, I've never understood that protocol. Like, you text first before you WhatsApp call.
With young people, phoning is considered invasive.
I know. With
people 30 and younger, phoning someone is like, oh my God, can you believe they phoned me? You need to like set that up. You need to let them be. People have to be in the right mental health space for a phone call. They need to get themselves into a safe place and then prepare, and then have to have a social interaction, which is traumatic and anxiety laden for young people. It happened when people grew up from little with phones, with people in them that were more interesting than the people in the real world. And so now having to talk to a person is like asking somebody to go naked, to perform naked on stage in a G-string.
When did this all happen? It's like, I never got the memo.
Yeah, but my homies, I mean, if you don't have if you pocket answer, you're going to have me in my underwear. Listen, in front of the whole board.
I got a very strange message from someone who's not really a close friend, but just saying, hey, how are you doing the other day? And I thought it was kind of weird because I'm not a very emotionally needy person, unlike you and Klubi Gord.
Wow.
Somewhere a person is listening who texted Gareth.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, out of the blue message, and he's hearing this and going, I mean, we're now.
Don't get me wrong. No, he's by no means a close friend of mine. And in fact, he lives in the UK now.
Tier 3 acquaintance.
No, he's a great guy. And I mean, we've met a couple of times, but I wouldn't claim to know him at all. And
if God forbid, if you heard he passed away, how sad would you be? That's always my measure of how much I care for someone.
Is that your measure, Gord?
Yeah, I think just a little bit. Not like I don't go on a morbid deep dive into the sadness. I just momentarily imagine the feeling if I got that news, and I'm like, oh yeah, tier 3 acquaintance.
Like, wow. Yep.
I would shake my head and go, that's fucking awful, man.
But if
I ran into any mutual friends, I'd be like, hey, condolences, bro. That's tier 3 reaction.
So this guy, he sends me this.
What a pity.
This message. Turns out he's actually like checking in on a lot of his friends. He's just doing he's doing a little housekeeping to make sure everybody's okay. And I'm like, well, you know, you didn't have to do this with me.
No, oh, but I'm also doing that with people. I just, you know, I've met Lars Ulrich twice. I didn't check in on him. I can just watch his like little YouTube videos and I can keep up with him.
Some people appreciate it though. So if you are that kind of person, and
I hear you.
Yeah, do it.
Is anybody checking on Charlize Theron?
Yeah, look, I mean, for some people that could be the thing that keeps them going that day, eh? So don't hold back. If you've got some love to give, if you've got extra energy, if you feel like you can do something for someone else, please do it.
I hear you guys.
It doesn't mean anything to you maybe, but it can really save someone's life. I mean, Jesus, the number of sad stories that are cropping up. I got some emails yesterday because I try to go through them in batches, and there is not a day that goes by that someone doesn't tell me they've lost their job or something. But yesterday, I got this really hard email from a woman whose daughter had died during lockdown. And man, it was just hard. It was hard as nails to read this thing. And it knocked me. You know, occasionally, you just have to take the little thing. Because we're all struggling with little things. And some of us are struggling with slightly bigger things. But when you get...
And a lot of people are struggling going in. A lot of people weren't okay the day before lockdown. Yes. So imagine how they are now on month 47.
Correct. Yeah.
Just if you've got a little extra...
I hear you, Gareth.
Spread the love, please. Yeah. You know,
I agree with that. And that's part of what me springing little calls on my friends is about. It's for me, but it's also for them. And you know, hey, no one has to answer. But yeah, I've also got a couple of mates that are dealing with it better or worse than others. And I think just sometimes hearing that someone's thinking of you, it's also nice to have that opportunity. Like there's a social construct around having an opportunity to have a quick bitch. Like I get together with my bestie Gumpy, like we go and we have like a lunch or whatever. And sometimes during the working day and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes late. Fuck, work's so hectic. My boss, whatever, is being such a dick. And let's get settled in and have something to eat. And then you get it out of your system. Like now it's like, okay, well, we're scheduling a conversation. We got to like know what to talk about. It's nice to just, how you doing? Ugh, I'm just miff. What's wrong? Ugh, crap day, blah, 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 blah. Girlfriend's fighting with me. We lose that, those little opportunities to just let off little vents of steam through the day.
Well, imagine how
difficult. Or little bits of love, steam or love, whatever you want to let off. You need to let it off in little blasts.
How hard this is for people in bad marriages, you know, or people who are stuck with someone, and because they're in lockdown together, they can't get away from each other.
There's that lovely meme that said, like, hey, guys, in this time of crisis, please remember that a lot of your friends, your single friends, are alone. So please check in on them every now and then just to remind them how much you're actually fighting.
Yes, please.
It's like every time you have a row, just text your single friends and go, hey, I know you're single and lonely, but we just had this stupid fucking fight and it was terrible. Ruined carte blanche completely.
Oh, shame.
I mean, carte blanche ruins itself. Why do you need to get involved and help?
We don't need that.
Did you work out in your driveway, Clubby?
Yes, I still am.
This is another place where the hyphen is important, or the combined word. No, no. Do you work out in your driveway, or do you work out in your driveway?
Let me say that again. You work out in your driveway. So if someone in your neighborhood is watching, they'll see you doing exercises in your driveway.
Correct. And they think I'm nuts.
It'll just look like there's a Tasmanian devil doing a little...
They think I am nuts. Yeah. And I've been doing it since, as I said to you, it's still lockdown level 5 in my house.
So what do? Have you got weights, or do you just do...
No, I just run up and down the driveway. So my neighbor says she can see like the driveway. So she says, Khubit, she can hear the pitter-patter of my feet. So she woke up, went to her fridge, went to go for a shower, got upstairs, and I was still running.
I have a feeling the pitter-patter of your feet sounds more like...
Yes.
I'm still in lockdown level 5, y'all.
Jesus, you got so much energy. I love it. All right, loves, be good. We love you lots.
I love you so much.
And it's great to check in with you. Relate is the bracelet that Chloe wants you to go and buy, because it'll help people, not just in terms of their education, but their immediate needs. And these gogos in the township will get your support, as well as the people who ultimately end up getting the money, to relate.org.za. 30 Rand is what a bracelet costs you. And you can use the hashtag relate goodbye malaria, or relate bracelets, or bracelets for good, or yes, wear and share. Use yes, any of those. Very good.
Get your drip on for a good cause.
Thank you so much, Gareth. CliffCentral.com.